Parshas Vayishlach contains in it the epic showdown between Yaakov and the angel of Esav. It would go on to be the most famous boxing match in the history of humanity. But if you look closely, the fight seems a little strange. Why did the angel start up with Yaakov right as he was on his way to make peace with Esav? Like, why then specifically? Yaakov was off to make peace. Why was the angel stopping him? Secondly, the Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Aleph and Aleph, says that the dust created by this fight rose all the way up to Hashem's throne in heaven. Why is that? What was it about this fight that was so precious that Hashem literally scooped up the dust and adorned his throne with it? Thirdly, when the fight is finally over, Yaakov turns to his opponent and asks for a bracha. Now, think about that for a moment. Why would he ask his opponent, whom he just battled, to bless him? Shouldn't he punch him in the face? Moments prior, the angel had severely wounded Yaakov. Why did he ask him for a farewell blessing? So perhaps the answer lies in the following. I was once walking in Lakewood, New Jersey, and across the street I spotted Reb David Shustel, the Rosh Hashiva of Beis Medrash Gavaya, and he was walking alone, so I decided I would ask him something. So I go over to him and I say, in a few days, it's going to be Hanukkah. I said, why is it that on Hanukkah we thank Hashem for the mochamos, for the wars? We thank Hashem and Allah Nisim for the Nisim and the Gvuros and the Yeshuas, the salvation, the miracles, and the strength he displayed for us. And then we go on to say, and we thank Hashem for the war itself. Why are we doing that? What are we thanking him for? Wouldn't we have been a lot better off if we didn't go out and battle the notorious Greeks? Wouldn't it be better if we didn't have to do that? It's like after the Six-Day War, thanking Hashem for the miracles and the salvation, and then also thanking him for bringing upon us the war itself. Why would we do that? Isn't war inherently bad? So he looked at me and he said, that's a great question, but I have an even better answer. He said, the Chassam Sofer teaches a powerful concept. He says, each and every Jew in this world has a tremendously large storehouse of blessing and shefa waiting for him in heaven, and the only way to access it is by going through some sort of test or hurdle, proving to Hashem that you care, proving to Hashem that you are on his team. You need to first prove that you're loyal to his Torah. Pass that test and get the blessings. Don't, and the blessings remain locked and isolated in heaven. And Rav David continued, he said, before Avram got the brachos, he went through a lech lecha and an akedah. Before there was a Yitzchak, there were years and years of Sarah being barren. Before Yaakov was born, there were years and years of Rivka being barren. Before Yosef HaTzadik was born, there were years and years of Rachel being barren. Before we received the Torah, we went through the travails of Egypt. Before we got the land of Eretz Yisrael, we had to go through Amalek. Before the first Beis HaMikdash, there were the Plishtim. Before the second Beis HaMikdash, there was Haman. So on and so forth. When we thank Hashem for the Mochamos of Hanukkah, we are thanking him for the tests he gave us to deem us worthy of the blessings he then bestowed upon us. Yaakov wasn't merely on his way to say hello to Esav to ensure that Esav didn't slice off Yaakov's head. Yaakov was going to appease Esav and retain the firstborn status, ensuring that the power of spirituality remained in Yaakov's hands. Can you imagine if Esav was in charge of spiritual matters? Can you imagine if Hamas was in charge of spirituality in the world? This was a pivotal moment where Yaakov would retain full ownership of spiritual matters for mankind. He would become the official paradigm of what morality and peace and purity is to look like. He was about to embark on a journey with his 12 sons that would lead to a nation that would bring more light to the world than any other nation combined. You better believe there would be an angel there trying to stop him. You better believe an angel would be there to give him a test. Not because the angel wanted him to fail, but because the angel wanted him to succeed. Because the angel knew that in order to receive all this, Yaakov first had to go through a test. He needed to show Hashem that he was willing to fight for it literally. So precious was this fight to Hashem that he collected the dust of the fight and adorned his throne with it. And when the fight was finally over, Yaakov asked the angel for a bracha, for there was no ill will, there was no animosity, this wasn't his enemy, his opponent. Yaakov knew this was for his own good. And what did the Malach say? He said to Yaakov, your name will now be Yisrael. The word Yisrael means you fought with an angel of Hashem. You and your people are warriors. And no matter how many tests Hashem will throw at you, you will pass them and thus be worthy of unimaginable blessing. How encouraging this is to us. How many times do we seem to go through rough patches in our life and we wonder, why is this happening? What is Hashem doing to me? Hashem, why do I have ADHD? Why am I from a home with divorced parents? Why did I have a 4-year-old who died of leukemia? Why don't I have the ability to sit and learn for hours on end like the rest of my class? Why didn't I have the upbringing conducive to living a spiritual life? The answer is, he is giving you lovingly the gift of opportunity. He is giving you the key to unlock the blessings waiting up above. The Jewish people are the only group of people on earth that begin their day with the night. That's because our secret is our ability to smile at night, which enables us to dance during the day. I was once walking on a rainy day in downtown Atlanta, and I came across a man with a guitar sitting on the side of the road, and he was completely drenched. And he looked at me with a wide smile, and he said, "Listen here, son. From the showers come the flowers. From rain comes champagne." How right he was.